Yep. Call the meeting to order, call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
Trustee Campus?
Here.
Trustee Reardon?
Here.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Here.
Mayor Pecow?
Here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item, approval of the December 16th, 2024 regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Katsinas?
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustee meeting of December 16th, 2024.
Second.
Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Campus?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pecow?
Aye.
Community Pride Awards, Orland Park Vortex 2024 Girls Soccer Team Presentation.
So it's my privilege and honor tonight. It's one of the cool things we get to do here on the board is to honor kids that overperform and have great achievements. The Orland Park Vortex, which is a travel arm of the Orland Park Soccer Club that was established in 1976. In November, the 13 and under girls competed in the Lou Fuse Midwest Junior Championship Soccer Tournament in St. Louis. There were over 300 teams from 10 states in the competition, and they left the champions of their flight by defeating the Dynamo FC 13 and under girls red team out of Indianapolis. They won their flight by going 2-0-1 against three teams in their bracket, and then in dramatic fashion won the tournament final against the Dynamo FC in penalty kicks. This is the first out-of-state tournament that the Orland Park Vortex have left as champions, and they were established in mid-2020. And they were proud to have represented Orland Park, and thank you for representing us so well. And now come on up.
Mr. Mayor, one real quick thing. I also want to congratulate you all. I know that tournament is fantastic and it's very competitive. I know several girls on the team. They're great young ladies. So girls, thank your parents and your coaches because they put in, I'm sure, just as much time as all of you did, and your siblings that you all drag around to these tournaments because I know exactly what it's like. So congratulations.
As a former travel basketball and baseball coach, so thank you to the coaches because I know the time that you put in. I also know the time the parents put in. So girls, make sure you thank your parents for dragging you around to all these things and paying for all of these things. And trust me, parents, you may not believe it today, but you will miss it sometime in the future. Your siblings may not miss it, but the parents will. So thank you very much and great work.
We'll allow the mass exodus.
We're going to celebrate. Yeah.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Take care.
Yep. See ya.
Thank you.
Next item, do we have any non-scheduled citizens and visitors for agenda-specific public comment?
Nobody signed in. Is there anybody here to speak? Okay.
Okay. Accounts payable, December 17th, 2024 through January 6th, 2025. Approval?
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Healy?
I move to approve the accounts payable December 17th, 2024 through January 6th, 2025 in the amount of $5,810,496.62.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Consent agenda.
Consent agenda, item A, payroll for December 20th, 2024 approval. Item B, data backup, ransomware protection, and disaster recovery managed services. Item C, ordinance established special service area number 12. Item D, 2025 zoning map update ordinance. Item E, an ordinance amending section 5.112H of the Village of Orland Park Land Development Code, ordinance number 2084, to revise and update development and subdivision extractions, dedication of land, and fees in lieu of dedication ordinance. Item F, agreement with Michael Roth for as-needed legal services. Item G, storm basin stewardships bid award. Item H, 2025 maintenance of streets and highways by municipality under the Illinois Highway Code resolution. Item I, public works and recreation and parks vendors over 25,000 material orders only. Item J, Village of Orland Park Municipal Basin Phase 2 stewardship. Item K, National Multiple Sclerosis Society 5K fundraiser. Item L, American Cancer Society 2.2 mile walk fundraiser.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Milani.
Move to approve items A through L of the consent agenda.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Harris ERP Enterprise Annual Licensing and Support Renewal.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Radiszewski.
I move to approve the Harris ERP Enterprise Annual Software Maintenance at a cost not to exceed $69,046.98 and authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call roll.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Orland Park Health and Fitness Center emergency wall and tile repairs change order.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Reardon.
I move to approve and authorize the execution of contract change order number 2 and addendum B for the Orland Park Health and Fitness Center emergency wall and tile repairs with R. Carlson and Sons to add $34,576 in additional funds to the contracted amount of $92,956.25 for a not to exceed contract total of $127,532.25. Authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Any comments?
What happened?
What's that?
What happened?
We found in two locations, we had water damage behind the wall, which created an unsafe situation with mold. And so we had to, we went in, but we found more bad areas. And so we had to continue to fix those areas. So
the gift that just keeps on giving, right?
It is one of the worst ones you can have in your homes. And we did have that.
It is exactly that, the gift that keeps giving. Because remember, we've spent $13.5 million on this place. And we've talked about it a lot, that you can make an argument for $13.5 million to get an indoor pool and fitness center. You can certainly make an argument not to bring that onto the village, since there are other places that provide those services. What you can't argue in any case is that when they did this, they had no idea and did no due diligence. They had no idea how much they were going to spend, and they left it all for us to figure out. That is unacceptable and bad government. Any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Marcus Theater Parking Garage Demolition, 16350 LaGrange Road.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
Regarding case number 2024-00445, also known as Marcus Theater's Parking Garage Demolition, I move to approve the Plan Commission recommended action for this case, and I move to adopt an ordinance entitled Ordinance Granting an Amended Special Use Permit Marcus Theater Garage Demolition.
Second.
Any comments? So, Steve, the reason they're doing this, obviously it's very expensive to build a parking garage, but the reason they're doing this is they got rid of half their seats, and so they just don't need the parking garage and capacity anymore, correct?
Yeah, that's true. The theaters, I think, went from 17 to 15 maybe, but the seating went down dramatically when they put the big seats in there. So even with the demolition of the garage and the reconfiguration of the parking lot, they're still over 7% on their required parking, not including the restaurant parking.
Okay. Call the roll.
Trustee Campus.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
An ordinance amending appendices A and B to ordinance number 5968, First Amendment Ordinance.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to pass an ordinance amending appendix A and B to ordinance number 5968, First Amendment.
Check it.
And this is a salary ordinance adjustment, just so people know. It's to put a data crime analyst as opposed to a detention aide. It's a request from the chief saying that this is, so it has no impact on our budget, but it better staffs, more appropriately staffs our police department for the needs of the department. Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Amend Title VII, Chapter 18, decreased number of video gaming licenses.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Milani.
Move to adopt an ordinance entitled Ordinance Amending Title VII, Chapter 18 of the Orland Park Municipal Code regarding the available number of video gaming licenses issued by the Village of Orland Park, Cook and Will Counties, Illinois.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. And I will make a comment on this. I remember when this was originally passed and we capped it at 21. And then we reevaluated it after a year and we basically said that that the board could raise and lower the cap just like we do with liquor licenses. And I remember someone chastising me about how we just triple and going out to the public and saying that we tripled the amount of licenses to 69. Just to point out, we've got 25 now, and that's what? I believe that's 4 years later, 5 years later, we've got four more. So that person was clearly wrong, as typically was. So.
Amend Title VII, Chapter 4, number of Class B liquor license.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to adopt an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Amending Title VII, Chapter 4 of the Orland Park Municipal Code regarding the available number of Class B liquor licenses issued by the Village of Orland Park, Cook, and Will Counties, Illinois.
Second.
Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Campos.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Any non-scheduled citizens and visitors for public comment on items relevant to village business?
No one has signed in. Is there anyone here to speak? Okay.
Board comments.
Board comments. Since I always hear about how he's stolen your thunder, Trustee Milani.
you pick the night where I really don't have any comments.
Perfect.
Have a happy,
I did it right.
Safe new year, and welcome to 2025.
Great instincts here. Is that it?
That's it.
Trustee Katsinas.
I just wanted to wish our canine therapy dog, Leo, a happy fourth birthday. Leo has brought so much joy and pride to Orland Park Police Department. Who he has helped with his helper is just in the last 4 years, it's like it's been 50, the people that he's helped. So a special shout out to Rich Miller, who is the dog's handler, and the dog lives with him, and Leo was recently used in the tragedy with the trooper over the weekend. So just an outstanding addition to the Orland Park Police Department, and just what a great guy Officer Miller is. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to over the next couple months, we're visiting all the senior facilities with and Leo and the chief and I and Rich, so that should be good. Trustee Radiszewski.
Well, of course, I have to say happy birthday to Leo, too. I did on social media, but I'm going to say it publicly here. I wanted to mention the 911 program. I saw there was a press release that was issued in December, but in case people didn't see it, where you can text to 911, which I think is really an awesome program, where if you're in a situation and you can't actually pick the phone and call or speak, or if you have speech issues, hearing issues, and you need to be able to text, you can text 911 and you know be able to speak to somebody, have those services provided. They would be texting back. So I wanted to just kind of mention that so everyone knows. And that's it. I hope everybody enjoyed their holidays, and Happy New Year.
Trustee Healy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've been looking forward to these comments tonight. Tonight is the last night that we are going to sit here and have Joe Biden as our president. 2 weeks from now, Donald Trump will presumably be taking the office, and we'll be in a safer, more prosperous world. So to all you companies that have long-term DEI contracts for consulting, I'd say good luck. So that's all I got to say.
Trustee Reardon.
Thank you. Hope everyone had a happy New Year, safe New Year, and good holidays. I want to congratulate the employees, and I like your idea of having come in every quarter. That's a great stat to have up there. All those people that have been here at least 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, shows you what a great staff that we have all the way up and down, and what a great community is to work here for all those years. So that's fantastic. And be careful out there. It's very slippery. So have a good night.
Trustee Compass.
Good evening. This past week, many communities from all around the state and even beyond the state came together here in Orland Park to honor the life and service of Illinois State Trooper Clay Carnes. It was very clear that his tragic loss has left an indelible mark on all those who knew him and on the countless others who were inspired by who he was and how he lived his life and approached his profession. And while no words can ease the pain his family endures, we can choose to act in ways that honor his memory and the sacrifices made by so many who dedicate their lives to protecting others. And one way we can all make a difference is by committing to the expanded Move Over Law, commonly known as the Scott's Law, which is this year again has had additional provisions added. This law requires drivers to change lanes and reduce speed when approaching any stationary vehicle with hazard lights, including not just first responders, but construction crews and stranded motorists as well. Violations of this law are serious, with fines up to $10,000 and potential suspension of driving privileges in cases involving injury or property damage. These penalties serve as a stark reminder of the importance of protecting those who serve and work on our roadways. This is not just something that happens elsewhere or only on the highways. It's something that can and has happened here in Orland Park. Just a few months ago, a community service officer in Orland Park was struck while directing traffic. Thankfully, he survived, but his story underscores the dangers faced by those who work to keep us safe. Every decision we make behind the wheel can have life-altering consequences for others. So tonight, I ask everyone to join in spreading awareness of this law, not just because it's required, but because it reflects the shared responsibility we have to care for one another. Let's honor Trooper Carnes by ensuring his sacrifice leads to a renewed commitment to safety and compassion on our roads. Together, we can create safer, more mindful communities for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you all for your comments. The events of the last few weeks have caused me to reflect a lot on what we do up here as elected officials, what we've been put through by some truly awful people. They do it to stop good people from running, and now they're attacking our staff today. Dozens of lawsuits, hundreds of allegations, threats, personal attacks, and attacks on our families. It angers all of us here a great deal, and it takes a lot of restraint to not respond or lash out. Then during the holiday season, we see the evil perpetrated in New Orleans on New Year's. It took the lives of many, most of them under the age of 30. And then closer to home, as Trustee Compass talked about and Trustee Katsinas, the tragic loss of Illinois Trooper Clay Carnes, an Orland Park resident, husband, and father of two young children. He represented the best among us. He just so happened to be in the same fraternity as my son at U of I, though he was a few years older. And while attending his wake and funeral, it really hit me. I was looking at pictures of a young husband, a wife, and two young children, all about the same age as my son and his family. As I reflected on this, I reminded myself that like the people I served with in the military, Trooper Carnes represented the best among us, and that there's much more good in the world than there is evil. It also served as a reminder that there is no better feeling in the world than working on important issues with good people who want to do the right thing and put others before themselves. I then thought back on why I served as mayor, and I remember asking my dad for advice when he was still alive, when I was about to step in my role as mayor. And as many of you know, he was a trustee here for 6 years and was part of the board that approved them all. His advice was really simple. Do what you think is right for the town and you'll never regret it. He went on to say that he voted for Orland Square Mall, and that vote ended his short political career, but that he would still take the same vote today because it was the right thing to do then, and it's still the right thing to do today. I'm often asked about the most important thing that has led to my successful tenure, which I think has been pretty successful. My answer is always the same. I have surrounded myself with a board that is not focused on self-enrichment like so many politicians in Illinois, but rather with people that truly care about our residents and doing the right thing for Orland Park. So as challenging as things often are, I think it's important to reflect on what is truly important. For me personally, I'm grateful to have a second career in my life where I can make such a positive difference for my community, something I couldn't do if I wasn't surrounded by a board and a staff that are likewise dedicated to the community and here to do the right thing. Friends that have remained supportive over the last 8 years, and an amazing family that is happy and growing. I am grateful and thankful for all of the amazing people in my life and in Orland Park that keep me focused on what's truly important. So thank you to all of you. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
We're adjourned.